Star Wars 7x7, episode 1135. So, no, we do not know who Rey's parents are, and we do not know who Finn's parents are, and the Entertainment Weekly cover story on The Last Jedi does not tell us either, and it doesn't give any hints either. What it does do is talk about the revelation and about how it affects the story, or doesn't. Punch it, Chewie.
Hi, this is Trisha Barr, author of Ultimate Star Wars and host of Fangirls Going Rogue, and you're listening to Star Wars 7x7, the only daily Star Wars podcast.
Hey, Rebel Rouser. Welcome to Star Wars 7x7. I'm your host, Alan Voivod. And the Entertainment Weekly cover story brings up a rather interesting situation here. Anthony Bresnikan points out that for all the debate about family lines and who is whose child, we get a lot more of it about Rey than we do about Finn, even though we're in the same situation with him. We have no idea who his parents are either. Of course, I guess you could say that it's natural for us to be talking more about Rey and who her parents might be because of the whole Force thing, and that's what the Skywalker saga is about, right? And even though we were kind of duped into thinking that Finn was going to be the Force guy that we were talking about because he had the lightsaber and the things that we saw leading up to The Force Awakens, yeah, now that we know he's not a Force user, we kind of dropped off the radar with him and what we were wondering about in terms of his family and who they might be, what his origins are. But according to Anthony Bresnikan, who interviewed Rian Johnson and Daisy Ridley and John Boyega for this whole cover story thing, Bresnikan says that even though Rey and Finn are separated for much of the film, they remain on somewhat parallel journeys of self-discovery. And there's a quote from Rian Johnson accompanying that. He says, "The big thematic push and pull in the movie is the past and what role the past has in moving us forward into the future." Now, out of those three characters, Luke, Rey, and Finn, I'd say Luke is the one about whom we have the potentially clearest picture of his past, and yet we really don't, because all we know for sure is one guy telling the story that there were new Jedi Padawans being trained, and that one student, Kylo Ren, came and destroyed everything, and he has the reputation Jedi killer, so yeah, supposedly this is the case, and wouldn't it be crazy if it turned out it was something else entirely? That would be wild. But that being said, we don't know why Luke has decided to retreat and hide away on this island, and Rian Johnson says that's the one particular thing that he had to crack with this story before it would open up for him and allow him to be able to write the whole darn thing. So our picture of Luke isn't perfectly clear, but at least we have a little bit of a window on things. We don't have anything at all, really, about Finn except his word that he was taken away from his family at a very young age, and we don't know how young. We know that it had to happen just because he is 23 years old in The Force Awakens. We know that it happened 7 years prior, and therefore it has not been touched in any Star Wars media that's been produced so far. So you can't think that he was also an orphan on Jakku that was taken by General Hux, or not General Hux, but Hux's dad, that would be Brundle Hux, and Rey Sloane, Admiral Rey Sloane, also took him off, took a bunch of kids off into the unknown regions, and they became, I guess, the progenitors of what the First Order would look like in the Stormtrooper training and all that stuff. But Finn is not among those. He's too young for that to be the case. So from what we've heard from Finn so far, sounds like it's got to be the truth as best as it can be told from somebody who was so young. And I'm talking about Finn particularly because even though this was the thing that was buried in the Entertainment Weekly story, and again, Rey, of course, is the one that everybody wants to talk about because that's the whole, you know, Force Origins thing and all that stuff. But it really excited me to read that John Boyega says, yeah, definitely we will find out more about Finn's family in The Last Jedi, though he says it's not explored in depth in Episode 8, but he definitely has a past that is troubled, and he doesn't know how all that's going to play out. And he goes on to say, we'll learn more about his past and where he came from and potentially why he made the decision that he made, as in why he decided to ditch the First Order. And he says, I'm also very curious. The question that needs to be answered is why he decided to leave as a stormtrooper in the first place. We'll find out just a little bit more about him, unquote. Now, there is more about him that's out there already. In the Before the Awakening series of novellas that was collected and that was part of the Journey to the Force Awakens, we find out that Finn is actually tremendously adept as a First Order Stormtrooper and does super in all the simulations and whatnot. They had sort of holodeck simulation type things like, I know I just brought Star Trek into it, sorry, but I don't know what equivalent, like the Danger Room. Do you want me to go Marvel on it and say it was like the Danger Room? But anyway, he does great in these simulations, but when he's actually faced with real world confrontations and orders to kill, especially when it seems like, you know, it's not a combat situation, which is what happens to him, that he's put in non-combat situations in order to kill and he can't do it. Like, he has an attack of conscience. So that, I think, tells you basically what you need to know about him and why he decides to leave being a stormtrooper. And as for Rey, the article does confirm that we will find out, and that she will find out, because, you know, one doesn't, you know, necessarily presuppose the other. It will be revealed who her parents are, and there's a question of how much that will actually matter. And on the one hand, Rian Johnson notes that it's important because it's important to her. She wants to know, and she hopes that it might give her a sense of belonging, where she fits in with the whole picture of everything that's going on in the galaxy and why she is the one who is in this particular place, in this particular time, with these particular abilities. But by the same token, Daisy Ridley notes that regardless of who she is, it doesn't necessarily matter because there are still events happening in the universe, in the Star Wars galaxy, and they aren't going to be changed by who she is and where she comes from. She's still going to have to face those events and become a part of the conflict that's happening, regardless of what her lineage is. In other words, the gist is that it's going to matter, but it's not going to matter as much as she or as we think it might. And so that, in a nutshell, is part 7 of the Entertainment Weekly cover story about The Last Jedi as part of their fall 2017 movie preview, and I will link to the actual article at the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com for you to check out the whole thing. I'm going to take a quick break, though, and I'm going to come back at you with Rogue One trivia. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. The Last Jedi is coming out in theaters in December, and so it's time for you to brush up on your knowledge of The Force Awakens. Luckily, I've got the thing for you. It's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book. It's available on Amazon right now. Just go to sw7x7.com/TFA to get right there. And inside, you'll find more than 501 galaxy-spanning questions and answers about The Force Awakens. Again, it's the unofficial Star Wars The Force Awakens trivia book, sw7x7.com/TFA. Welcome back. So, last time I asked you what Cheered Imwe's response to Jyn Erso is when she asks how he could have known that she had a kyber crystal in her possession, and he says, "For that, you must pay." And today's question, who is lurking in the shadows keeping an eye on Cheered Imwe while he talks with Jyn Erso?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Star Wars 7x7. And hey, before your scopes go dead and you start the landing cycle, check out sw7x7.com for show notes, links, photos, videos, and more. And we'd be spectacularly grateful if you put a little something in the tip jar at patreon.com/sw7x7. It's not a slimy mudhole, it's destiny unleashed.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2017 Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.